Abetted by magic that is bent on power, modern science has come gradually to win our allegiance, whether overtly or covertly. Gradually, it has replaced the chief aim of ancient wisdom, both pagan and Christian, which was to conform human life to ultimate reality by way of virtue and knowledge and self-control. As Descartes famously said, the aim of modern science is to render us masters and possessors of nature. No wonder that Tolkien regarded much of modern technology, precisely because it seeks to put nature under its command, speeding up its deliberate processes, as a disguised form of magic, the attempt to accomplish grand ends by instant means. Machines and magic both serve the cause of what Tolkien called immediacy, speed, reduction of labour, and reduction also to a minimum or vanishing point of the gap between the idea or desire and the result or effect. The magic of the machine age is meant for those who are in a hurry, who lack patience, who cannot wait. He thoroughly agreed with Winston Churchill's claim, made in the midst of World War II, that ours is a dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Churchill also described the then new devices of radar and similar methods of electronic spying as wizard war. Treebeard the Ent reports that Saruman, once he becomes obsessed with power, acquires a mind of metal and wheels, and he does not care for growing things except as far as they serve him for the moment. Saruman has made his fortress at Isengard into a prison house of mechanical power. Like Sauron, he has created weapons of horror, thus perverting the good skills he learned from Orley. Isengard thus resembles sights that Tolkien surely saw in his boyhood Birmingham. It is a graveyard of unquiet dead, for the ground trembled. The shafts ran down by many slopes and spiral stairs to caverns far under. There Saruman had treasuries, storehouses, armories, smithies, and great furnaces. Iron wheels revolved there endlessly, and hammers thudded. At night plumes of vapour steamed from the vents, lit from beneath with red light or blue or venomous green. Sauron is a sorcerer precisely in this mechanical fashion. He uses his craftsmanship for the sake of power over others. He fashions the One Ring in order to put the other rings under his domination. As a practitioner of the black arts, he is rightly called...